Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. This month, we are beginning a brand new series on Solomon. And before we begin this, we will do a short introduction episode right now, and then the following episodes will continue with our scripture, the readings, and the application, like our usual episodes. For now, close your eyes and picture the richest person you can. Maybe it's a king or someone who won the giant lottery. All right, you've got them pictured in your mind. Now, whoever it is that you are thinking of, chances are Solomon was even richer than them. Yeah, I know, hard to believe. You are going to enjoy learning about Solomon, how God used him, and more about who God is through our readings. Will Solomon be a good king? Bad? Or will he be a mix of both? You'll have to tune in to find out for yourself. As we go through our series, let's remember, the people in our Bible were real people with real feelings just like us. They too had good days and bad days. They had fears and worries. They felt love and joy.
Yippee!
Just like you and I. Each episode will also build upon itself, so if you miss one, just go back and listen. Here's why that's important. Think about this. If someone only read about one day of your life, and that's all they ever read about you, then they really won't understand you very well. They won't have a chance to understand what it was like to live in the house that you live in, or how you love math now, but at first, it was difficult for you to learn addition and subtraction. Or they won't hear about things that you enjoy doing on Fridays with your family, because they only ever read about one teeny tiny day out of all of the days of your life. So we are going to learn about Solomon one episode at a time. And boy, let me tell you, the Bible is never boring, so buckle up. Parents, I have adapted some of these episodes out of respect for each family's ages and stages of life. I always include the scripture for you to go back, read yourself, and include what is appropriate for your family. I make every effort to not alter the meaning of the scriptures when using artistic liberties or adapting to be age appropriate. Being biblically sound is of utmost importance. So listeners, make sure to hit that subscribe or follow button on your podcast so you will be alerted to each new and free episode that comes out. Thanks again, and as always, bye for now.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.